talking about the halachas of Amir Lahakim and the concept, which is everybody's familiar with, the idea of hinting to the goy. It's quite abused. So we're trying to get to the point we're trying to get to, that this heter of being meramis to a goy has tremendous limitations. We pointed out already yesterday that you cannot be nehena from the malacha that a goy does for you. So if it's going to be something where the goy is giving you a direct benefit, that's going to be usur. So there's no concept of a remis because it's a waste of time. In the case where the goy is taking something away, so there's no isur of hanoah. In the case where he's being moist of something, so we said depends whether you're really benefiting from it or not. That's regards to this issue of hanor. The next question is, we already mentioned that the Mishura Paskins, that if a guy comes to do malacha on his own in your house for you, you have to stop him. So if you have to stop him, how in the world can you hint to him to do it if you have to stop him when he's doing it even on his own? So what's this whole idea of a remez? So this is a great question, and therefore Kibager says that the whole of the remez is not for the beer, there's no such thing as remez. Remez applies in scenarios where there's a hefsid, which is bought piece of, there's a sudden damage, and that's where Chazal allied the heter of remez. End of the conversation. Number one. Number two, this idea of remez, the Shulchan Aruch in the halachas of Deleika, when a fire breaks out, where their remez is mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says even the idea of calling the person into your home functions like a command. If he understands why you're calling him in, right? That's the purpose of it. You know, says, you know, it's really dark in your house. Can you come to my house and see how dark it is? You know, he understands why you're calling him in. That functions as a command, which is no longer a remez. In a case of a hesed, a bar pisum, you have a sudden loss, that's permitted. That's how the Prima Gadim understands that. Shulchan Aruch, Mishavur does not disagree with it over there. So the idea of rem is a scenario of calling a person in would be in a scenario where you have a friendly neighbor and you call him in for a piece of kugel. You sit down and Yeshua says, you know, it's really dark in here. And they turn it, if he chaps, the reason why you're calling him in is to turn on the light, that functions like a command. So rem is not permitted in that type of scenario. But this is very clear with the Mishavur. The Rabbi Yashiv points this out, that you cannot do that. The Mishabura Paskin is a case where a goy is doing malacha in the home of a Jew or with the items of a Jew, and therefore it looks to people like he's doing it for the Jew. It's also because we mentioned Maariv Zayin. So where's the case of remez? Okay. So the Gros says, in a case where the Hanoah is not direct, let's say the case where he's taking away the light, so over there he understands that it's not so obvious that he's doing it for the Jew in that situation. You don't really see he's really benefiting. It's not obvious he's doing it for the Jew. There's no Maariv Zayin in that situation. And therefore, in that scenario, there's no Chiyuv to stop him as well. So the Chiyuv Mechoah falls off. The Maariv Zayin falls off. The Hanoah is not there. And you didn't say anything. That's the scenario where it's going to be mutter. That's the way the Vilna Gaon understands it. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees with this, by the way. I want to point out, Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees with this, but according to the Vilna Gaon, that's a scenario where remez is permitted. So I just want to point out, don't run the Dura Mazin. You have to, it's one of the most complicated areas of Amir Lahakum to figure out the case which is mutter. And even like that case, it's still a machloik is whether it's mutter or not. There's about to be some around the Mishabura follows the opinion of the Gaon in this situation. The case where there's not benefit. There's not benefits, even though it's in the house of a Jew, it's with the items of the Jew, but since it's not obvious why he's doing it, because the Gaon says taking away something is not obvious, that you're asking him to do it and you want him to do it, so in that situation, it's going to be permitted to rely on the concept of remez. Have a good morning.